Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast here at my home near Branson, Missouri. And this is Thanksgiving week. This country, the United States of America, has a long history with Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving, I read the first Thanksgiving that was celebrated here in America. I read to you yesterday from the book, The Light and the Glory by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. And we're going to make that book available to you this week. Normally sells for $20. We're going to make it available to you for $10. It tells about our nation's beginnings with God from 1492 to 1793. You can see in this very well researched history of our nation and God. And if you want the real story of the first Thanksgiving, you can find it, the first Thanksgiving here in America, you can find it here in this book. Now, actually, the pilgrims were very, very close to the book. They were very, very close to God. And so they actually took their way of government and their way of worship. Many of the festival, even this festival in the seventh month, this is the festival that in the Bible, the Moed, that is called Tabernacles, Sukkot. And it happened in the fall. Every one of the special Moeds of God's calendar had a historical event, a harvest, and a fulfillment in prophecy. And so the historical event for the autumn feast was God told them to live in booths to remind them that he kept them those 40 days in the wilderness. And they began this month on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, with a blowing of trumpets. And then on the 10th day, they had the Yom Kippur. And then on the 15th day, they had this, all the crops were in, the wine and the oil crops, the olives and the grapes. And they were all in, and they had a wonderful day, wonderful week of rejoicing and praising before the Lord. And it was this autumn feast of the harvest all being in that the pilgrims took as a pattern to have that first Thanksgiving. They were just thankful to God for keeping them alive and for sending them Squanto, but they also knew that it was a biblical principle that in the autumn, when your crops are in, you have a Thanksgiving feast to God. I'm reading to you now about the proclamation of Thanksgiving in America from the internet. This day in history, October 3rd, 1863, expressing gratitude for a pivotal Union victory at Gettysburg, President Abraham Lincoln announced that the nation would celebrate an official Thanksgiving holiday on November 26, 1863. The speech, actually much of it written by William Seward, the Secretary of State, declared that the fourth Thursday of every November would be considered an official U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving. This announcement harkened back to when George Washington was in his first term as the first president in 1789, and the young American nation had only a few years earlier emerged from the American Revolution. At that time, George Washington called for an official day, quote, a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Congress overwhelmingly agreed to Washington's suggestion. It had not yet become an annual event, however, and under President Franklin D. Roosevelt, the fourth Thursday of November remained the annual day of Thanksgiving from 1863 to 1939. And then he declared that it would be November's third Thursday. Roosevelt bowed to Congress then that it would be the fourth Thursday, and it was reset permanently without alteration as the official Thanksgiving holiday. So we see that even with a president, of course, my two favorite best presidents are George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and he declared this a holiday. Here's the speech. The year that is drawing towards its close. Remember, this is Lincoln. There had been a victory that he considered would save this nation. The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequal magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the field of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. And he goes on to thank God. No human counsel had devised, nor any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows and orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. By the President, Abraham Lincoln. Oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Did you realize that that is a politically incorrect speech today? How foolish. Politically incorrect, it would be judged. And yet it was correct before God. And when this nation, thank God, when this nation had to have the hand of God to keep it, our president made such a speech. And even though Reconstruction and all those periods were so difficult, the second verse of the Star-Spangled Banner says, the Lord has made and preserved us a nation. Did you study? I have my grandchildren here. Did you ever hear anything like this in public school told to you about Thanksgiving?
Not that I can remember. I was in public school my middle school years.
This is Hannah, by the way.
And then I remember in elementary school, I was in a private school, and I remember we studied.
You studied?
We studied about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but your middle school you went to was a private Christian? Or were they both?
It was public.
Okay, okay.
Okay, you went middle grade school in a Christian school and then public. And so many of these things have been lost to our young people of today. Now, when I was in public school, of course, look at me. I'm a way older. I'm the grandmother here. But when I was in public school, we dressed up as pilgrims, and some were Indians, and we sang songs and offered prayers and studied about that first Thanksgiving here in America. And so I do believe, I do know, and we're offering that book, The Light and the Glory, this week. I do know that God establish this nation. For it is written in Acts that he did, that he establishes nations and establishes their boundaries. When Paul was there on Mars Hill, he gave this great speech that said that God establishes nations and he determines their boundaries. So this is a nation established by God. And this is a week when all of us together can thank God and pray for our country and attempt to move in some of these ways that would bring blessings back unto us. I know I went down to, I think it was Kmart, and they had a little pilgrim boy, a little pilgrim girl, a little turkey that you could set out on your front porch. And I thought, I like that too, because sometimes about all you can see for Christmas, maybe a Santa Claus or something. But I liked it too, that even that was harkening back to that real first Thanksgiving. And then that public call from the President of the United States to repent. Repent, turn to God, and thank him. If you're going the wrong direction, you still need to repent. Repent means turns around. This nation is going the wrong direction. I'm not at all. I believe that the United States of America will be a sheep nation. I believe that there will be, because of all this good seed that is planted here and all the good people in our country right now who still pray every day for our country. It is written to lift up your leaders before God every day. It is written in Timothy to do that. And there are still lots of people who do that. And so we are looking too for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit to sweep across the United States of America, as well as many other parts of the world, in these end of days. But taking the Bible pattern of thanking God, here in America, America has known blessing. We have known blessing from the days of the pilgrims. We have known blessing even coming out of that terrible war, the Civil War. I believe that the blessings we have known is because our leaders, the pilgrims, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and others have declared that this nation would honor God and would thank him. And we have this very week, that day which still stands as a day for giving thanks to God. We're offering this week The Light and the Glory by Peter Marshall and David Manuel, where you can read these early days from 1492 and 1793, God's plan for America as it appeared in history. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and ask for The Light and the Glory. Special price $10 if you're listening Thanksgiving week.